Hey, there you are. Took you long enough. Come on, get inside. I'm kidding. It didn't take you very long to get here. Actually, that was pretty fast, now that I think about it. I just texted you at like an hour ago. Aw, that's sweet. When your best friend texts you complaining that she's had a bad day, you rush over. What a good friend. Well, you do know that my plan for tonight is just absolutely rotting on the couch. Okay, good. You're fine with that? Good. I know, it's unlike me to want to stay in and watch movies or whatever, but I just had, I don't know, just a bad couple of weeks at work, and I thought maybe a night with you, just hanging out would be, you know, good for me. No, it's nothing, it's just like, it's stupid, you know, it's just been 2 weeks of hell from, I don't know, whatever, it's fine. I don't really want to talk about it, you know, let's just like, go figure out a movie and like, yeah. What do you feel like watching tonight? Yeah, no, I don't really have a preference. I'm fine with whatever. Huh? I'm fine. No, I'm fine, really. What, do I not seem fine? You can tell that I'm in a bad mood, really? I'm not. I mean, I'm annoyed by all of this crap at work, but I'm fine. There's nothing to talk about, okay? Like, I mean, I don't want to bore you with all the dumb details. Like, it's just work. It's fine, you know? In fact, I kind of like to not think about work when I'm not there, you know? Man, you are really pushy tonight. What do you want? You want to hear, like, the whole story? I've just been having a hard time, I guess. I don't know. I'm the project manager, and this new team that I'm working with is just, I don't know. There's just like a lot of communication differences, I guess, in the way that I communicate and they communicate. It's just like, I don't know. It's just been. It's just been hard, you know. Yeah, I don't know, like, I feel like they don't understand me, or they don't respect my experience, and the fact that I'm their manager, like, they already have this bond that's just, I don't know, it's really strong, and it's hard for me to break into, I guess. Are you sure you want to hear about this? I mean, I don't know. Is this not, like, so boring? Okay. You're right. No. Well, today we were supposed to have this meeting to, like, kick off the project, and I don't know, I guess I got left off the email chain or something, and I walked by the conference room, and, like, they were all in there, and they had, like, coffee, and breakfast, and I felt really left out, and it was the start of a really bad day, and it's just been so hard, and I don't really know what to do. I don't have anyone that I can, like, talk to about this, because I'm so new at the company, and it's been really frustrating and really stressful. I just need food and a hug, I think. What? Wait, no, I was kidding about the hug and the food, but okay, yeah, we can hug, yeah. Yeah, thanks, man. I'm cool, by the way. That was just I was joking. Like, I'm fine, you know. I'm totally fine. I know I can be myself with you. You want to just hold me? Yeah, of course I'm okay with that. Can I just put my head on your chest? I'm sorry. I'm just all over the place today. Before, when I said I needed food and a hug, I don't like showing that side of myself, you know? It's like, I don't know, it's kind of, you know, subby or something. It's not how I want to be perceived by people. Mostly by you. I just mean, I want you to take me seriously, and sometimes I know you think that I'm this, like, super confident, self-assured person that's kind of arrogant and domineering, but it's kind of a cover for how I really feel most of the time. I mean, you remember when we were younger, it was always me, like, leading us around and getting us into trouble, and oh my God, I can't believe I'm about to say this. I kind of realized recently that I'm like a complete sub, complete bottom sub, and I was really scared that you would think that I'm weak, or that, you know, realizing that I would change, and because my personality before just really didn't fit these desires I was having, and I think I've just been overcompensating a lot, trying to be super confident, and you don't think it makes me weak, do you? Being submissive, like, in the bedroom, and no, really? I've just been so scared that our friendship would change. I don't know, that you would think that I was weak or I changed or something. I just want to keep our friendship the way that it's been forever, you know? I'm sorry, I'm
I've been so confused about that, and just this shitty work week, and now here I am, crying into your chest, and it's hard for me. It's really hard to show weakness. I know. I know it doesn't make me weak to want to be dominated. I just really want to be taken seriously, you know, by my coworkers, by you. I feel like I always have to have this facade up, because in reality, I do just want to curl up and have someone take care of me and spoil me and pamper me and tell me what to do. And it's just so different from who I present myself to be, you know? And I think I just reached a breaking point this week, you know? Yeah, I guess you're right. You really mean that? It doesn't change the way you think of me at all? You're not mad that I've been, like, performing for you? This arrogance is kind of obnoxious personality. It's really sweet of you to say. I don't know if there's anyone else in my life who just cares about my happiness. And can you just rub my back a little? I'm really glad that everything will stay the same between us. It feels really good. I really like this feeling of being taken care of. Not being in charge all the time. It just feels really good to have someone else thinking about my needs. Why are you so good to me? Why do I have such a caring best friend? I'm really sorry that this turned into me crying in your arms. I know. I have nothing to be sorry for, but I guess I invited you over on false pretenses. I told you we were coming over to eat takeout and watch bad movies, and instead you're comforting me. You enjoy it? Really? I care a lot about you, too. That's why I was so worried about showing this side of me to you. You really, you still want to be friends with me? Even knowing how baby I really am? Knowing that all this time I've just been pretending to be confident and I'm not? I know, I have some, like, serious soul-searching to do. It's crazy, like, when I think about how I want to be perceived in the world, how I want people to treat me, it's like, I want to be a princess. No, it sounds silly, but I do. I want to be taken care of, and I don't want to have to think about anything. I just want to be a complete sub. I just want someone that will comfort me and hold me. Let me nuzzle their neck. I'm sorry, am I completely misreading this? No. I'm sorry, I didn't mean I. You know, I think I would go through another 20 weeks of hell at work if it meant that this is what I came home to every day. Come here.